Are you living a life fully devoted to Christ, or are you merely going through the motions? Have you ever wondered if your faith is as strong as it could be? These are challenging questions we must all ask ourselves as followers of Jesus. Today, I want to explore a critical topic that affects many Christians: lukewarmness in our faith. Today, I want to help you recognize the subtle signs of lukewarmness in your own life, so you can reignite your passion for Christ. We'll explore practical steps to move from mediocrity to spiritual maturity. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, lukewarmness can creep into our spiritual lives so subtly that we often don't even realize it's happening. It's like a slow leak in a tire. At first, you barely notice the change. But over time, that gradual loss of pressure can leave you stranded on the side of the road. In the same way, a lukewarm faith can leave us spiritually stranded, disconnected from the power and presence of God. The Bible speaks clearly about the danger of lukewarmness. In Revelation 3, verse 16, Jesus says, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Those are strong words from our Savior, showing how seriously He takes this issue. Let us now explore five hidden signs that you may be a lukewarm Christian, and I promise number four will truly open your eyes. Number one, prioritizing comfort over commitment. My friends, in our modern world, we're surrounded by conveniences and comforts that can easily distract us from our spiritual journey. We may find ourselves choosing the easy path rather than the righteous one, opting for what feels good rather than what glorifies God. This tendency to prioritize our own comfort can manifest in various ways in our Christian walk. Perhaps we skip our daily devotion because we're tired and want to sleep in. Maybe we avoid sharing our faith with others because we fear rejection, ridicule, or don't want others to know we're Christians. Or we might neglect our daily Bible study and prayer time because we're too busy with work or entertainment. These choices may seem small and harmless in the moment, but they reveal a heart that values personal comfort more than spiritual growth. The Bible warns us against this lukewarm attitude. In Luke 9, verse 23, Jesus tells us, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." This verse challenges us to put our commitment to Christ above our own comfort. It's a call to daily sacrifice and surrender, not a life of ease and self-indulgence. When we consistently choose comfort over commitment, we risk becoming like the seed that fell among thorns in the parable of the sower. Mark 4, verses 18 to 19 describes this. "Now, these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things, entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. The thorns of comfort and worldly concerns can choke out our spiritual growth, leaving us unfruitful and lukewarm in our faith." My dear friends, we must be vigilant against this subtle drift towards comfort seeking. Instead of asking what's easiest for me, we should be asking what's most pleasing to God. This might mean waking up earlier to spend time in prayer and Bible study. It could involve stepping out of our comfort zone to serve others. Or it may require us to make difficult choices that align with God's word, even when it's unpopular or inconvenient. Remember, true discipleship often involves discomfort and sacrifice. But the rewards of a vibrant, committed faith far outweigh any temporary discomfort we might.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Might experience. As we read in Romans 8 verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Let's challenge ourselves to embrace commitment over comfort. Let's be willing to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus wholeheartedly. When we do this, we'll find that the joy and fulfillment of a deep, passionate relationship with God far surpasses any worldly comfort we might sacrifice. Number 2, selective obedience to God's word. My friends, this occurs when we choose to follow certain parts of Scripture while conveniently ignoring others that challenge us or make us uncomfortable. It's like treating the Bible as a buffet, picking and choosing what we like and leaving behind what we find difficult or inconvenient. This selective approach to obedience is a dangerous path that can lead us into spiritual lukewarmness. When we only obey the parts of God's word that align with our preferences or cultural norms, we're not truly submitting to His authority in our lives. Instead, we're elevating our own judgment above God's perfect wisdom. This attitude reveals a heart that's not fully committed to Christ. The Bible is clear about the importance of full obedience. In James 2, verse 10, we read, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." This verse reminds us that partial obedience is still disobedience in God's eyes. He calls us to embrace His word in its entirety, not just the parts we find easy or agreeable. Selective obedience can manifest in various ways in our lives. Perhaps we're quick to embrace verses about God's love and forgiveness, but we shy away from His calls to holiness and self-discipline. We might enthusiastically share Bible verses about prosperity and blessing, but neglect those that speak of suffering for Christ or sacrificial giving. Or we may strictly adhere to certain moral teachings while ignoring others that challenge our lifestyle or cultural beliefs. This pick-and-choose approach to Scripture is a hallmark of lukewarm faith. It demonstrates a lack of trust in God's wisdom and a reluctance to fully surrender our lives to His will. My dear friends, we must guard against this tendency towards selective obedience. Instead, we should strive to embrace all of God's word, even the parts that challenge or convict us. As we read in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Every part of Scripture has value and purpose in our lives. When we neglect certain teachings, we miss out on the full equipping that God intends for us. To overcome selective obedience, we must cultivate a humble and teachable spirit. We need to approach God's word with an open heart, ready to be challenged and changed. This might mean confronting areas of our lives where we've been resistant to God's instruction. It could involve seeking wisdom from mature believers who can help us understand and apply difficult passages of Scripture. Or it may require us to make significant changes in our behavior or beliefs to align more fully with God's Word. Remember, true spiritual growth often happens in the areas where we're most challenged by Scripture. When we embrace even the difficult teachings, we allow God to shape us more fully into the image of Christ. As we read in Hebrews 4 verse 12, "For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Let's challenge ourselves to move beyond selective obedience and embrace the full counsel of God's Word. Let's pray for the courage to confront the areas where we've been lukewarm, and for the strength to fully submit to God's authority in every aspect of our lives. Number 3, lack of spiritual hunger and growth. My friends, this manifests as a contentment with spiritual stagnation, a complacency that hinders our development in faith. When we become lukewarm, we often lose our appetite for the things of God. We may find ourselves going through the motions of our faith without any real desire to deepen our relationship with Christ. This spiritual complacency is a dangerous state that can leave us vulnerable to deception and spiritual decline. The Bible emphasizes the importance of continual spiritual growth. In 2 Peter 3 verse 18, we are exhorted, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." This verse reminds us that our faith journey should be marked by ongoing growth and development. When we lack spiritual hunger, we may find ourselves content with surface-level Christianity. We might attend church regularly and participate in various Christian activities, but we're not actively seeking to build a personal relationship with God. We're not seeking to deepen our understanding of God's Word or strengthen our prayer life. We may be satisfied with the same level of biblical knowledge we've had for years without any desire to dive deeper into Scripture. Our prayer life might become routine and shallow, lacking the fervent communication with God that characterizes a vibrant faith. This lack of spiritual hunger often leads to a stagnant faith that fails to impact our daily lives or the world around us. We become like the church in Sardis, described in Revelation 3, verse 1. "I know your works, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead." Outwardly, we may appear to be active Christians, but inwardly, our spiritual life is withering due to lack of nourishment and growth. My dear friends, we must guard against this spiritual complacency. Instead, we should cultivate a hunger for God that drives us to continually seek Him and grow in our faith. As the psalmist writes in Psalm 42, verse 1, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God." This should be the cry of our hearts, a deep, unquenchable thirst for more of God. To overcome this lukewarm tendency, we need to actively pursue spiritual growth. This might involve establishing a consistent daily time for prayer and Bible study. It could mean seeking out opportunities for deeper biblical teaching, perhaps through Bible studies or discipleship programs. We might need to challenge ourselves to read books that stretch our understanding of the Bible and Christian living. Or it may require us to step out in faith and apply God's word in new and challenging ways in our daily lives. Remember, spiritual growth often requires effort and intentionality on our part. While salvation is a free gift of grace, discipleship involves discipline and dedication. As we read in 1 Timothy 4, verse 7, "But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness." The word exercise here implies effort and training, much like an athlete preparing for competition. We must be willing to put in the work to grow in our faith. Let's challenge ourselves to rekindle our spiritual hunger. Let's commit to pursuing spiritual maturity, the same dedication and persistence we apply to other areas of our lives. As we do, we'll find that our faith becomes more vibrant, our relationship with God more intimate, and our impact for His kingdom more profound. Number 4, compromising with worldly values. My friends, this occurs when we allow the standards and attitudes of our culture to shape our beliefs and behaviors more than God's word does. It's a subtle shift that can happen so gradually, we barely notice it. Yet, it can have profound effects on our spiritual lives. When we become lukewarm, we often find ourselves blending in with the world around us, rather than standing out as distinct followers of Christ. We may adopt worldly attitudes towards money, success, relationships, or entertainment without critically examining them through the lens of Scripture. When we look on social media now, everyone seems to be an expert giving advice on relationships, money, spirituality, and more. Sometimes, we forget that some of these so-called experts are ungodly, or are maybe not even Christians. It's easy to get caught up in these trends and lose sight of what truly aligns with God's teachings. This compromise can lead us to justify behaviors or attitudes that are clearly at odds with God's word. My friends, don't be gullible and believe everything you hear. Test the spirits and check if they align with God's word. The Bible warns us strongly against this tendency. In Romans 12, verse 2, we are instructed, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This verse challenges us to resist the pressure to conform to worldly standards and instead allow God's truth to transform our thinking and behavior. When we compromise with worldly values, we may find ourselves prioritizing material success over spiritual growth. We might adopt the world's definition of happiness, seeking fulfillment in possessions, status, or experiences, rather than in our relationship with God. Our views on moral issues may become influenced more by popular opinion than by biblical truth. We may hesitate to speak out against sin for fear of being labeled intolerant or judgmental. This compromise often leads to a double life, where we act one way in church and another way in the world. We become like chameleons, changing our colors to blend in with whatever environment we're in. This is the very definition of lukewarmness. Neither hot nor cold, but trying to exist in both worlds simultaneously. My dear friends, we must be vigilant against this subtle drift towards worldly compromise. Instead, we should strive to be salt and light in the world, maintaining our distinct identity as followers of Christ. As we read in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are called to be different, to stand out in a world that often rejects God's values. To overcome this tendency towards compromise, we need to regularly examine our lives in light of God's Word. This might involve critically evaluating the media we consume, the friendships we cultivate, and the goals we pursue. It could mean making difficult choices to distance ourselves from influences that pull us away from God. We might need to courageously stand for biblical truth, even when it's unpopular or costly. Or it may require us to seek accountability from mature believers who can help us identify areas where we've begun to compromise. Remember, being distinct from the world doesn't mean being isolated from it. Jesus calls us to be in the world, but not of it. We're meant to engage with our culture, but from a position of biblical strength and clarity. As we read in John 17, verses 15 to 16, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Let's challenge ourselves to resist worldly compromise and embrace our identity as distinct followers of Christ. And number 5, indifference to spiritual warfare. My friends, this occurs when we become oblivious or indifferent to the ongoing battle between good and evil in the spiritual realm. When our faith becomes lukewarm, we often lose sight of the reality of spiritual warfare. We may view life's challenges purely through a natural lens, forgetting the spiritual dimensions at play. We might dismiss the idea of demonic influence or spiritual attacks as outdated or superstitious. This indifference leaves us vulnerable to the enemy's schemes and ill-equipped to stand firm in our faith. My friends, if you are unaware that you're in a battle, you are more likely to lose the war. The Bible is clear about the reality of spiritual warfare. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, we are warned, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This verse reminds us that our true battle is not against human opponents, but against spiritual forces of evil. When we're indifferent to spiritual warfare, we may find ourselves struggling with persistent sin or negative thought patterns without recognizing the spiritual roots. We might be easily swayed by false teachings or worldly philosophies, lacking discernment to recognize spiritual deception. Our prayer life may become shallow and ineffective, failing to tap into the power of spiritual warfare prayer. This indifference often leads to a powerless faith that fails to overcome spiritual obstacles or resist temptation effectively. We become like soldiers who have forgotten they're in a war, laying down our spiritual armor and leaving ourselves exposed to attack. My dear friends, we must guard against this lukewarm indifference to spiritual realities. Instead, we should cultivate an awareness of the spiritual battle and actively engage in it through prayer and faith. As we read in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." We have been given powerful spiritual weapons, but they're ineffective if we fail to recognize the battle or use them. To overcome this tendency towards indifference, we need to renew our understanding of spiritual warfare. This might involve studying what the Bible says about spiritual battles and demonic influence. It could mean developing a more strategic prayer life, learning to pray with authority against spiritual forces of evil. We might need to practice spiritual discernment through the Holy Spirit, learning to recognize the enemy's tactics in our lives and in the world around us. Or it may require us to take a stand against evil in our communities, boldly confronting injustice and spreading the light of Christ in dark places. Remember, awareness of spiritual warfare doesn't mean living in fear. Rather, it equips us to live victoriously, confident in the power and protection of Christ. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I come before you in thanksgiving and reverence. Your majesty surpasses all understanding. Your wisdom knows no bounds. Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the author of my faith. Your love is everlasting, your grace is boundless, and your mercy endures forever. I thank you, Father, for your unfailing love and faithfulness. I'm grateful for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word that guides me, and your Spirit that empowers me. Lord, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me for the times I've been lukewarm in my faith. I forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Father, help me to ignite a blazing fire of passion for you in my heart. Remove every trace of lukewarmness and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I declare that I am no longer content with spiritual stagnation. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of complacency and compromise in my life. Lord, open my eyes to the reality of spiritual warfare around me. Give me discernment to recognize the enemy's tactics and strength to resist them. Equip me with your full armor, that I may stand firm against all attacks. I pray for a renewed hunger for your word and a deeper intimacy with you. Lord, bless me with spiritual growth and mold me into the image of Christ. Heal any areas of my life that have been wounded by lukewarm faith. Let your healing power flow through me, bringing restoration and wholeness. Lord, lead me away from temptations. Protect me from the subtle drifts towards worldly values and selfish pursuits. I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Fill them with your consuming fire. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, Lord, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other's spiritual passion and dedication to you. Revive us, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. We declare victory over lukewarmness in our lives and in your church. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live boldly for you. We thank you for your faithfulness and commit to being faithful to you. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy, lead us in a plain path, and guide us in your truth. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.